Yo, what's up? It's 1:05 p.m. I've been up, but I forgot to record a podcast, and I was just about to go out and run, and then so shit, I didn't record a podcast. So now I'm sitting in my running clothes on the stairs, recording this. Tonight, I'm back at the brokerage in Long Island. With Jeff Garland last night was man, it was great. Jeff Garland's the coolest. He rode the Long Island Railroad back with me. Believe that? Television star. Riding the commuter rail with me at midnight. So he's a good dude. I don't know. I mean, I know I usually read the news, but I don't even feel like doing it. It's depressing. Between Trump and the hurricane, it's like, sorry if any of you live in Texas, man. It sounds like it was pretty bad. I don't know exactly where it hit, but I just like see. Yeah, just looking at the news now, it's like Trump grants pardon to racist piece of shit. See, I don't know what happened. Not along with the hurricane. Weird. Some patients treated for putting sunblock in their eyes during the eclipse. Oh, that's just silliness. Of course, that's not gonna work. You really get people worried about the looking at the eclipse. They turn to drastic measures. I guess maybe they should have said, "Don't put sunblock on your eyes." Prison food worker. I was fired for refusing to serve rotten potatoes. Oh shit! Air conditioner. Sorry. Let me turn it off. How do you get? Now I know from watching various prison shows. The kitchen's where you want to be, so that's a very sought after position. But guy takes his job serious. Who knows why he's locked up or what his background is. Maybe he has respect for the food service industry. He's like, I'm not serving these rotten potatoes. Hey fella, there's a line of people that want your job. They'll serve rotten potatoes. Listeners. I don't believe people in prison should get rotten food. I mean, particularly potatoes. I mean, they're practically free. You can throw those out when they go bad. It's not part of your sentence. You're sentenced to 5 years in prison and where you will be incarcerated and you must eat rotten, side dishes for 6 months. I don't know. If that was part of the sentence, then fine. Feed the rotten potatoes, but it doesn't sound right. Entire Kim.com spying operation was illegal. High court. Well, I don't feel like reading about that. Kim.com is an odd guy. Oh yeah, Trump. That transgender military, of course. Can't stress enough. He is a piece of shit. Texas Gov. Undocumented will not have to show ID for hurricane relief. Good for you, Texas. Tejas, as it is also sometimes pronounced by, I don't know. I've heard people say that. Isn't that right? Maybe I'm wrong. Falsely accused of satanic horrors, a couple spent 21 years in prison. Of course, my biggest nightmare. I think it's a lot of people's nightmare. Look at man, what the fuck? This is, Dan and Frank Keller will receive $3.4 million. Fuck you, pop-up. for being wrongfully imprisoned for 21 years, 3.4 million. They never get this right. That's just not enough. I wouldn't do 21 years in jail for 3.4 million. How much would I do 21 years in jail? You couldn't give me enough money. $1 billion? No way. 3.4 million. That's like, you gotta go live in Florida. Not in the good part of Florida. You gotta live someplace in like Tornado Island. I think you can live nice some places on that. I guess you invest it. I mean, I'd take it, but it's not enough money. It's bullshit. 21 years in jail. $100 million? You tell me you can't give them $100 million? Once you get into that $100 million, people start to be like, well, all right. You said you're sorry and you gave me $100 million. 3.4, pfft. You know, this ain't the 80s. I mean, I got nothing. You know what I mean? But I still wouldn't go to jail for that. I wouldn't do 3.4 million. I wouldn't do 2 years for that. Maybe a year. Maybe I would do I mean, prison's scary, man. I'd probably pay that much to not go. But I wouldn't have it. But if I had it, I don't know, I'm just scared of prison. An adopted 6-year-old was locked in a basement and forced to eat carrots. Man, parenting is difficult, I understand. I don't have a child, I can't judge people. But, you know, and I believe their adopted son need discipline. 6-year-old authorities. See, that's not even, that's what's even, you didn't even need to have the kid. You adopted him, and then you were like, I really want to abuse a child, but we're not able to conceive. You know, my husband's got a narrow urethra. That's from raising Arizona. He can't make a kid, so we'll adopt one and then treat it like shit. I say these people are terrible. I'm sure Trump will pardon them. Hunting a killer, Sestros. Okay, I don't know, that's like a whole story. Mayor tells those not evacuating for hurricane to put Social Security numbers on arms. Yeesh, that's dark. Evacuate. If you're somewhere telling you to evacuate, get out. See everything. Denver cheerleading coach under investigation was also fired from previous job for forcing splits. What's this? I saw something about this. Denver High School cheerleading coach, right there, suspect. You know, high school cheerleading coach? Arrest who's ever doing that job. Anybody wants to work around any man that wants to work around children, and that includes high school kids, I don't trust them for a second. There's something's up. Sebastian Gorka resigns from my... He didn't resign, he was fired. That dude sucks. That was the good news yesterday. Out of all the bullshit, that fucking dipshit is gone. Okay, we'll end on one more story. Blind woman becomes first in Quebec to try bionic eye. Oh, wow. It's like, this is unbelievable. You can have a bionic eye? I wonder if it makes you see even better. I'd get one. If I could see like really far or something. Lets her see light and shadow where once she saw only darkness. Oh, so see light and shadow. But I guess it's coming. We'll all be like half robot eventually. I'm for it. Sign me up for all the bullshit. Because it's all coming. Robots are going to kill us anyway if we don't nuke ourselves. And might as well just get on board and see all the, try out all the fun shit before it kills us. Because it's fun. I don't know. I'm an idiot. This show is, show's not good. Episode 202, what are you going to do? Still, I said I was going to put more work into it, and I will. But not on a Saturday. Saturday is like, I forget I do the show on Saturday. I won't forget tomorrow, Sunday, 2:03. So, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.